Yeah, when I had an airplane, the antennas on aircraft are just little short little quarter wave things. They're not very big, but you're up in the air, so you can go a long ways because you got a line of sight forever.
Yeah, on them fighter jets in the military, they're pretty much stationary. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I never got to talk on them. I was just an enlistment, but I worked on them all the time, and it was neat to see. We had to know. I was a jet engine mechanic, but I had to know. My part of my job had to know. Electronics part on it. Just everything about it, because when they go out, you check and make sure everything's good, they got a nice, before they go out, they have a sheet that says it's been through, and it's clear to go and all that, and then my job was to make sure, I was a plane captain in the Navy, and the Air Force are called crew chiefs, so what you do is, you launch them off, get them going. You walk around, make sure everything works, have them do a wipeout with the stick and, ailerons, flaps and, rudders and everything go crazy, and then have them drop the landing gear, drop the launch bar and everything, and open up the in-flight refuel, make sure everything works, and then go up under the landing, the front landing gear, and then you type in codes and it'll let you know that everything's green and they're good.
I have to spend 15 minutes on a school bus every morning before you can drive it. We got to go through all that stuff on a school bus.
Oh, yeah. Do you walk around and stuff?
Yeah, you got to thump the tires to make sure the inside dual's not. You got to do all kinds of stuff and write it all down. It's state law.
Yeah, I did that when I was driving over the road. I mean, it's just the way it is, on log books and stuff like that. So, you got 10 hours, I don't know, you got 11 hours to drive, 10 hours to sleep. It used to be, 10 hours to drive and 8 hours to sleep, but they changed it. But, and then, your pre-trip, post-trip, you check it out 15, 20 minutes, check everything out. And then when you get done, you do the same thing. At the end of your trip, you go around, make sure that, you didn't get your inside dual, because you can't tell. Your inside dual could be dead, and you got to check it out, hit it with your little tire thumper and stuff like that, make sure everything's good. Go down there and every morning before I'd go, no matter what, it's not part of your pre-trip, but I would go there with a 7/16 boxing wrench, and I'd go over there and I'd, set my brakes on the trailer and on the tractor, make sure, that they're all good. I mean, a lot of times they're a little loose, but you reset them, you tighten them up and then back off a quarter inch, and your brakes are good then,
In a school bus, it's funny, they train you, you thump your tires, they give you a ball peen hammer, and they hang it on the wall in there. But the trainer tells you to thump all the tires, even the steers. I says, what are you thumping the steers for? You can tell if they're flat just by looking at them.
Yeah, I know. It depends on, who you're working for and stuff like that, state laws, like you said, But, it's always good, though. You're still going to check it. Like, driving over the road, you're going to open your hood, you're going to check everything, and right there, your steers are right out in the open, So you're going to make sure that's okay and, make sure all your hoses and oil and everything's good,
Yeah, I've had a CDL for years before I drove school bus even, but trained you on the school bus is you'd be going down the road 50 miles an hour and you dynamite the brakes and you just come to a steady stop real quick, but just a steady stop. We would have never done that on a big truck.
No.